Good evening, everybody. Thanks for coming. Just so that you know, the four panelists and Eric, who's the host, we cannot see you. So you can only just see us. But you'll have a chance at the end through the Q&A feature to ask questions, and we will do our best to answer them. I'm going to share my screen, and you will see. I haven't introduced myself yet. I'm Phil Pearson. I'm the new principal, about 2 months on the job. Excited to get started. Here as we get started, also Christine, I'm going to mispronounce your name again. Maggie, I'm sorry. I'm going to have her introduce herself.
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Christine Maggi.
Maggi. Got it.
Or Ms. Maggi. And I will be working with the... do you want me to do a whole introduction?
Sure. Yep. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. And I will be working with the 10th and 11th graders for fall 2020. So I am temporarily subbing for Catherine Pulliam. And I previously interned at Fort Vancouver High School. And this is my first job as a certified counselor. And I'm just here to support you all. And we'll work together to make sure you can succeed in online learning. If you have any questions, concerns, or just want to get to know me real quick, don't hesitate to reach out for email or for phone. And I'm looking forward to working with you all.
And then if you're a returning student, or if you're not new to this district, I'm sure you know Mr. Uhlenkott. He's a vice principal here, has been for a long, long time. And Ms. Tara Pfeiffer, who's been here for a while as the other counselor. So those are your panelist members. And then Eric Jacobson is ably assisting us by moderating. So I will now share my screen, and you should see a big W right now. That's what you should be seeing, a big W. Okay, so, Okay, so that's us. We just introduced ourselves. The two rookies are here on the left. I don't know if that was on purpose, but they're the rookies and they're the veterans right over here. Okay, you'll get a chance to ask questions at the end, and any question, we welcome any question you want to ask, and we will do our best to answer them all. And I will have Tara Pfeiffer kick us off with this slide.
Okay, so just to kind of refresh your course here to make sure we are all on the same page with what you need to do to graduate high school. So you need to pass all 4 years of English, you need 3 years of math, 3 years of science, 3 years of social studies that begins in 10th grade, so 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. You need 1 year of CTE, so two semesters of CTE sometime in your career of high school. And then you need 2 credits of health and fitness. And so that's really 1 semester of health and 3 semesters of PE. And then your 2 credits of art can be 2 credits of art if you really like art, or it can be broken down into 1 credit of art and 1 personalized pathway. And that personalized pathway really is whatever courses you take that relate directly to something you're going to do after high school. So if you're thinking of becoming a chef after high school, right? If you're thinking of going into culinary arts, then maybe you take creative chef here and that could count as your personalized pathway. The next section is 2 credits of personalized pathway. And that personalized pathway, again, is related to directly to what you are thinking of doing. Now, if you're thinking of going to a 4-year university, then your 2 personalized pathway credits are going to be 2 years of foreign language. And we offer ASL and Spanish here. So a lot of you, if you're returning, you've probably already started that pathway, or you've decided that foreign language isn't the pathway for you and you're taking maybe Cascadia Tech or Running Start. All of those programs can also count for that personalized pathway. And of course, to give you your 24 credits, you need 4 credits of electives. And your electives literally can be any other course. Once it meets all these core requirements, then we can put it in that elective category. So just again, a quick refresher here with 24 credits. So every semester, you're taking 6 classes plus CLC. So every class is 1/2 a credit. Plus CLC is 0.25 credits, so 1/4 of a credit. So you will earn 3.25 credits every semester, so 6.5 credits every year, which gives you, if you pass all your classes, 26 credits when you graduate. So that gives you a little wiggle room in the elective category. if you stumble maybe a semester to give you a little wiggle room. Then again, refresher, you have to pass Algebra 1 and Geometry. Those are state mandated math courses. You have no option. You have to do those. And then math, your third year, you have four choices we offer at the school. So that's Algebra 2. And Algebra 2 is required if you are thinking of going to a four-year university. Then there's transitional math, applied math, and financial fitness. Those are the other three courses that you have an option of taking. Again, we will work through what is best for you. You will work with your math teachers. You will work with the counseling staff, and we will figure out what pathway is best for you. But you have to take one of those. Okay. So CLC this year, for the returning students, it's not a huge change from last year, except for there's a huge program that we are going to be introducing you to this year. But we are separating the ninth grade CLC out. Ninth graders, we have a lot more focus with high school preparedness for the ninth graders this year. And then they will be doing Naviance. And Naviance is a career, life, and college readiness program. So CLC is about career, life, and college readiness. So we have this new program, computer program, that will give us those tools, and it gives us lessons, and it really builds in a lot of great tools for everybody to use. And we will be working with all of our students, 9 through 12, on that program. So as you see, 9th grade is the high school preparedness and Naviance, 10th through 11th is pathway focused with Naviance, and then 12th grade is more that life skills focused with the Naviance again. So refresher, your 7 pathways here. So if you are going to be, if this year you are in 10th and 11th grade, you are staying in your pathway. If you are a senior this year, you are no longer in your pathway. You are being put into the senior CLC courses, and those are those life skill courses. Now, while we are remote doing the distance learning, we are not necessarily focused on all those life skills that they've done in the past, that they did last year. But you are still going to be with those because, you know, fingers crossed, we are back in school and then we can do those life skills again. But that's going to be kind of us figuring out when we come back to school and what that would look like. But pathways is still what we are looking at. And for 10th and 11th graders, you will still be in those pathways you were in last year. And again, that's really for us to be able to kind of put you with more like-minded students and we can work with you more focused. But again, we are still doing the same Naviance lessons no matter where you are. We are still working on all of the components that we need to get you career, life, and college ready.
Okay, I think I took this slide. So we're calling these CLC conferences. It might be a slight misnomer. It might be closer to like an orientation conference. The reason CLC is attached to it is that we're scheduling it through your student's CLC teacher. But the idea here is we would love to see every single family and give them an orientation to this fall, which is different than other falls. So rather than doing regular school, September 1, 2, and 3, we are hoping to meet, every CLC teacher is hoping to meet with virtually the families, the student and the families of every one of their CLC students. We urge you, if you haven't already, to go to your Skyward Parent Access Point, and there you will find a way, you will be able to sign up for an appointment slot with your student's CLC teacher. And that will provide a mechanism for you to meet with your student CLC teacher. We're hoping everybody will be able to meet with every single parent. So if you've not done that, we would urge you to do that. We think it's going to be really valuable. The schedule is a little bit complicated. We'll go over it tonight. The CLC teacher can go over it with your student. It's a little bit complicated. We want to talk it over. There's some differences, quite a few differences this fall compared to last spring that we think are good differences. We'll go over that tonight, but that'll give a chance for your CLC teacher to talk about that. We really, really, really want everyone to do that. So if you haven't, we urge you to go through Skyward and sign up for a slot. That would be great. And I talked about differences between spring 2020 and fall 2020. And here are some of the differences. In spring 2020, a student's grades were effectively frozen in mid-March, which meant that I'm a student and I'm in my math class, and if I had a B in March and I'm happy with that, then I'm done. I can be done with that class. I have to do anything else. Or if I was happy with my A or my C, I can be done. So grades were frozen in March, and what happened after that did not change grades. Classes did not meet on a regular basis. The teachers were posting material and activities, but the classes were not meeting. Teachers were holding office hours. They were regularly scheduled. They were available, but they were optional. So in my experience at Corbett, where I was last year, and I understand the Woodland experience, is that students' use of those optional office hours was pretty sparse. Staff were actually required to be off campus. That was a requirement, like the campus was closed. And that online learning was launched with about 48 hours prep time, I think, or might have been as few as 24. Very small amount of time. So to use an analogy, that's like you're in an airplane and the engine was swapped out in mid-flight. That's about how much time was available for that switchover. Things are different this fall. We're awarding grades. Existing grading practices, grades are going to get awarded. Students are going to have assignments and get scores, and you're going to get grades. And accumulate credits, just like normal. Classes are going to meet on a regular schedule, and Mr. Uhlenkott will talk to you about that schedule. Part of that schedule, we have small group times, a meeting on a regular basis, and those are also part of the regular schedule. Individual assistants, and you could think of this sort of as office hours, individual assistants will still be available by request, or if the teacher tracks a student down and says, hey, we should meet tomorrow morning. That's still there in addition to the regular class meetings. Staff will be on campus. That's different during normal school hours. And thankfully, there's been a lot more lead time available to prepare this. So although we don't feel like we've got the answer to every question, we feel like we've got a lot better answers. So using the airplane analogy, we feel like we're building the airplane as it's taxiing toward the runway rather than after it's taken off. So we feel quite a bit better about this fall than we did this spring. Okay, and this is this schedule.
So here's the student schedule for students at Woodland High School when we start off this September. And across the top, you'll see the different times that are allocated. And then on the left-hand side, the very first column on the left-hand side has the days of the week. Easiest way, I think, to look at this is just go to Tuesday, and then we'll talk about the differences and the similarities between the days of the week. But just go to Tuesday. You'll notice at 9 o'clock, students have individual work time. Now that individual work time is important because we start school at 9 o'clock. In a normal year, we would start school at 9 o'clock. And so students getting up, getting prepared for that, getting on their computers and working at that time, that all makes sense so that they're better prepared when we do come back in the building. Then at 9:30, it's called student support time. This is an opportunity for students to talk with their teachers through email. It could be through a phone call. And it's to get that extra support or questions answered that they may not have gotten answered before. And so the students can feel very comfortable just pinging a teacher somehow, and then through Google Meets or whatever it might be, and then getting some answers to some questions that they have. Then you'll notice at 10:30, we go to individual or small group assistance time. And so for period four, so whatever they may be in math at that time, so period four at 10:30, teachers will put the students in a small group that are gonna meet at least once every 2 weeks. And that could be to push out another assignment, that could be to review essays or tests or what's coming up in the future. It can mean a lot of things. And so the teachers are going to actually be working with students during that time. So if a student is in an individual group time on Tuesday, then they would meet at that time at 10:30. So that for their period four. And then the same thing happens for period five and period six. Again, we're just doing those afternoon periods in the morning so that it gives those individual work time and so on. So it gives the students an opportunity to be up, get ready, be prepared. If they have a small group session, they'll be going to their small group session. And the reason we did our schedule this way is because the middle school is doing morning classes that are required. So we're doing afternoon classes that are required because we have a lot of students who share, or a lot of families who share a middle school student with a high school student. So hopefully this will help with the bandwidth problem at some of the homes. Then it's lunchtime at 12:30 until basically 1 o'clock. And then class time. Now these class times in the afternoon are 40 minutes long each. And notice that we're doing periods 1, 2, and 3 and then a CLC time. So periods 1, 2, and 3 in the afternoon. And we had periods, small group sessions, 4, 5, 6 in the morning. And during this class time, attendance is required. So teachers will be taking attendance. Students need to stay tuned in as long as the teacher wishes during that 40-minute block of time, like for period one, and stay tuned in. And this is when teachers are going to be doing teaching a lesson or two, and also doing lots of different activities and giving students maybe an opportunity to have a little bit of time where they're actually working on the next project or homework assignment and getting help from the teacher. So it's really, it's class time, and that's what it says. Class time. It really means class time. Then at the end of the day, from at 3:15 to 3:45, we have CLC, or our advisory time, every day. So 5 days a week, we have advisory time, Monday through Friday. And that time is for, the veterans already know, we're going to be doing some study hall, but we're going to push out what we call naviance, or lessons that are going to be important for high school and beyond plans, for things like researching colleges or researching community colleges or researching further education. And we're actually working with the student, and it's a powerful program, and we're going to be doing lots with that this year. So that's what CLC time is. So if you look at Tuesday, you'll notice it looks exactly the same as Thursday. So Tuesday, every Tuesday and every Thursday, no matter what, if they're an even or odd on the calendar, it makes no difference. Every Tuesday and Thursday, the students will have the same schedule. Then if you look at Wednesday and Friday are exactly the same schedule as Wednesday and Friday. So Tuesday, Thursday are the same, and then Wednesday, Friday are the same. And then when we go up to Mondays, every other Monday will be the same as either Tuesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, Friday. And so you can kind of look at that and go, the odd Mondays of the month will be the same as a Tuesday, Thursday. So over a 2-week period of time, students will have 5 different class periods, or 5 different times that they're actually gonna see in class time. And so this gives them an opportunity to ask questions, review things, do whatever. And then the individual and small group session, that really is important because that's where they're going to get their individual or their small group help. And then in the morning at 9:30, individual support time, student support time. And so we go to individuals, small groups, and then the whole class. So we think we're hitting it all, and we are keeping a schedule. The schedule is important. We don't expect students to be sleeping in until 3:05 in the afternoon. They need to get up. They need to get working at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, when we start on September 8 is our actual first day of school. On that Tuesday, because that's a Tuesday, it's a day after Labor Day. On that Tuesday, we are going to meet with all our classes. So in other words, during period 4, it will not be small group or individual. It will be the entire class at 10:30. And then at 11:10 will be the entire fifth period, the whole class. And then sixth period will be 11:50. And again, it's the entire class. And then you'll notice in the afternoon, we do periods 1, 2, 3, and then CLC. So on the very first day, September 8, our students are going to see every teacher that they have for every class. So that's kind of the one exception to this calendar. And then Dr. Phil, did I forget anything, or do you need to add on anything?
No, I think maybe if there's one thing, like I do have a kid in high school, but she's going to finish at Corbett. The one thing I'd say to my student is at 10:30, you need to be logged into your period four class. 10:30 on the 8th, period four class. 10:30 in the morning, September 8th, log into the Google Classroom for your period four class. If they can do that, then their teacher can help them get to their period five class, their period six class. November 8th, they're going to be in front of the computer all day, but that'll be the only day that'll happen. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time we're online, they're going to be in the afternoon in front of the computer, and they'll have a small group about a total of, over a two-week window, they'll have three small group sessions. So they'll have big chunks of time in the morning to work on stuff. They will not spend the bulk of their time in the morning, will not necessarily be sitting in Zoom, Google Classrooms. So short version, students, go to your fourth period class, 10:30 a.m., September 8th. That's like the shortest possible version. If you can get there, we can get you the rest of the way. All right. Let me go to the next slide. Okay, there. That's...
So schedule change request. So as I know many of you have already looked at your schedules on Skyward because I've already received a lot of the requests. But they are all done through the website. Please, please use the link on the website. I also email that out to all the students. All requests will be looked at, but they may not be able to be met. Okay. So if we cannot meet your request, we will email you back. We are not going to be calling every person, but we will email through the student email. So it is really critical that you are checking your student email starting now. Because that is how we are going to communicate with you about the schedule change request. If you don't receive an email back, look at your schedule because we might have actually just made the change. And if it's coming up and it's September 7th and you still haven't heard anything, your schedule hasn't changed, then you can email us and say, I put in the request and I don't see anything, I haven't heard anything, and we will try to get back to you as soon as we possibly can. We have a lot of requests and we are going one by one through all of them, I promise you.
Okay. First, I would like to give huge props to Dana Preston and that entire team. They have done a masterful job. They have spent a number of days putting together personalized materials bags for every student. There's about, what do you reckon, 620 or more than that bags upstairs every bag has been individualized for students. So if you have Miss Connett's history class, you've got her textbook in there. Every student's got a whiteboard, a little mini whiteboard with dry erase pen. And if you've got horticulture or floral, you've got your stuff in there. Or Mr. Smith for art, you've got stuff. So there's all these personalized bags already get handed out. And here is the schedule that Mr. Uhlenkott has put together. It starts tomorrow at 1 p.m. The schedule is built to try to keep everybody from showing up all at once. But if you go, well, my last name is Anderson, but I can't be there till 6:30 in the evening on Thursday, that's okay. Or I can come, in the middle of the day on Thursday during the R's. That's okay. The schedule is not meant to be binding, but rather to try to get people spread out a little bit. But when you do show up, we're going to do all this handout out of the auxiliary gym. So pull your car up to the west end of campus. You'll see staff that'll kind of direct you, and you can park, and then folks will direct you in. Now, someone asked this last night. If you cannot wear a mask for medical reasons, and that's understandable, then what you do is you pull your car up to the curb, and a staff member will come up and help you out, and then we can go in and get the materials and bring out the forms that you need to sign. Because one of the things we need to get done is every family needs to sign a new acceptable use policy for use of the Woodland hardware. So we'll make that work if that's you. Just let us know. Just pull up and go, hey, I can't wear a mask. I can't go in because we can't have you go in without a mask. So we will make that work. Don't let that stop you. Anything else we need to add about that, Mr. Uhlenkott? You're muted, sir.
Sorry. I think it's important to what you already said, and that is if you can't make your time, feel free to come at any time. If you can't make it till Friday, please come to the office and we will give you your bag there. And it could be next week that maybe you're on vacation this week. So maybe next week you'll actually come in, and that's okay. We want to get all those out and to students prior to school starting.
I will add too that In the bags will be your schedule. So if you haven't looked at Skyward yet, it is your schedule. However, if you put in a schedule change request, the schedules that are in the bags were printed yesterday. So if you have a schedule change request and we're changing it tomorrow or Thursday, that will not be reflected on the schedule that's inside your bag. So we may be contacting you to switch out some supplies if need be.
Okay, so this is the Q&A part. I need to stop sharing so that we can see the questions, and I'll go ahead and read them out loud. Okay, so we have a question here. How will CTE classes like beginning metal and auto maintenance be taught? We just met, we're working on that. We just met, in fact, with that group of CTE teachers, and there are things that can be done. For instance, in welding, there is some base knowledge that can be reviewed, and then there's a lot of CAD work that can be done that's associated with fabrication and welding. That will be the focus. Science labs, they'll have to be a modified form of science labs, things that you can do, like through simulation. I used to teach physics, and you can do physics labs through simulation. Some chemistry labs can be done that way. There are some lab activities, sometimes some of the best lab activities, that can actually be done with stuff around your house. That sort of thing. It's not an easy, that's for sure, that's not an easy thing, but those things can happen in some form, in a modified form, and that's a big part of what those folks are working on right now. How will zero-period classes work? Now, this one I'm going to have to punt to Mr. Uhlenkott and Ms. Pfeiffer. That's a jazz band and choir. Am I correct there?
Yes, that's correct. We have two classes that are prior to the regular school day, and your teachers, Ms. Steck and also Mr. Leah Broughton, will be in touch with you. And they will tell you the times that they're meeting, and it'll be before school starts. So even during that individual work time that you have as a on your schedule, and it could be during the individual student support time, that the teachers will work with you. So they will give you a schedule, and it's different for jazz band than it is for jazz choir, but just know that they'll be in touch with you. And what I'll do is, I will send another email out to them just to let them know that parents are anxious and that they need to get those, make those contacts with parents and with students, letting them know what times they're meeting and on what days. Ms. Pfeiffer, do you have anything to add?
Just so you are aware that we're not having strength and conditioning in Algebra 2 during zero period during the distance learning. We did change that and move it to 6 period. So it is only jazz band and jazz choir that are 0 period this year.
I did get an email from a parent that was super disappointed, thinking those things weren't going to happen. They are going to happen. That is part of the plan. So when is Fall Picture Day? I'm going to read to you the script of a robocall that's going to go out tomorrow. So it's perfect timing. Thanks for asking. I have an answer to that question, and you're going to get a preview on this, and you can tell us what you think of the script. Here it is. Bell Studios will be at Woodland High School on Friday, September 11th for school pictures. These photos will be used for ID and ASB cards, the yearbook, and will be available for purchase. Photographers will begin taking photos in the auxiliary gym from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. No appointment is necessary. Staff will greet you at your car curbside and assist with a contactless photo session. Face masks are required until the actual photograph is taken. Again, Woodland High School Picture Day, Friday, September 11th. Please feel free to call the office at 360-841-2800 if you have any questions. So there it is, Picture Day, the 11th of September. Thank you for asking. That was perfect timing. Okay. Cascadia Tech. Tara, are you able to speak?
That is all me. So Cascadia Tech is fully online, as everything is right now. And they should have, if you are enrolled, if you've been accepted into Cascadia Tech, the instructor should have been contacting you already to what exactly that's going to look like. I know they are organizing supply pickup days, kind of like we're doing here. And they're trying to figure out the best way, obviously, to handle that. But it is fully online right now. And the general schedule is about 8 to 10 for the morning session. So their morning session is really during when we do our student work time and that individual work time. You should end there right when we're beginning all the small group and individual group. There is a little bit of overlap where you can have the small group individual support through Cascadia Tech and when we're doing that too. But that shouldn't be an everyday occurrence, so that shouldn't be really a problem. So your schedule with us is still having 0-1-2 as Cascadia Tech. So you will not have classes first and second period with us if you are enrolled in Cascadia Tech. And so every other day, basically, you will have that morning kind of free because really you're focusing on the Cascadia Tech. But they should work well together, our schedule and Cascadia Tech's schedule. If there are questions, though, regarding your specific program, those really need to be directed towards your instructors at Cascadia Tech, because just like we have, they've been working all summer trying to figure out how this is going to work. And they've come up with some really great programs and really cool ways to do it. And I will say too that their main focus is on Mondays and Thursdays with kind of more new material. And then the other days are really supporting and more projects, or that's what it sounds like, at least from what I've heard. So again, your instructors through Cascadia Tech will be your ultimate resource for those things. If you have not heard from them, please make sure you're reaching out to them and contacting them directly.
Okay, so next question, how will physical education class work? We met this morning, Mr. Uhlenkott and I, with the PE department, and they are probably the most, I'm holding the packet right here. They've got it put together. They have there is an exercise log. They have the principles of fitness, so they're going to meet, and there's going to be an element of nutrition and an element of fitness, and then there's going to be an exercise log, and they have a schedule of recommended activities. So the students will not spend all of the scheduled time sitting in front of the computer for a PE class, so maybe that's one of the key issues. They will be checking in with the teacher. They will be taking role, and some days they will spend that class time with the teacher talking about nutrition or fitness or whatever. But some of the times the teacher will say, okay, we're gonna do a little group activity so I can check in with everybody. And now it's time for you to go take a walk, go do your fitness activity. So it'll be some in-class Google Classroom learning, not as much as a regular class, and some amount of kids going out and doing fitness activities on their own. And then they also have a challenge activity set each week. There's a challenge yourself a couple times a week in many of these. It's organized and put together, and it's very well put together, very well done. If you have any questions about that, go ahead and contact, Coach Woody or
Mark Greenleaf.
Thank you, Mark Greenleaf. I used to know a guy named Alan Greathouse, and I keep getting them mixed up. Thank you very much, Mr. Uhlenkott. How will a fire science work? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, so fire science is going to be fully online like all the Cascadia Tech programs. Again, please reach out to your instructors through the fire science program to ask them the specifics of it, because I don't know right now.
Okay, will students be separated by last name on picture day, similar to how we will be doing supply pickup? No, you can just come without an appointment. Just show up and get your picture taken. I do want to just make sure we underline, we did build that schedule for supply pickup just to try to keep people from showing up all at once. But again, if it doesn't fit in your schedule and you know your letter doesn't come up at the right time, just come when you're able to. So it was built. And if you can follow that schedule, great. But if you can't, that's not a problem either. That is all the questions we have submitted at this moment. Are there any other questions we can answer for you? We must have done a tremendously good job answering everybody's questions. Okay, well, we are here. We're on campus, we're here every day, we're here available, give us a call, email, and we are available in case you think of a question that you forgot to ask, and we're happy to happy to respond quickly to you. Oh, here comes another one. Okay. A and B on the schedule. That is referring, and it probably isn't necessary. That is referring to an A day and a B day. In fact, let me share. I'm going to go back to that. And that A and B probably isn't even necessary, but let's go back to it here. Here it is. So we're referring to this. There's an A here and a B here. It's really referring to an A day and a B day. So on an A day, small groups period 4, 5, and 6 are meeting in the morning, and regular classes 1, 2, and 3 are meeting in the afternoon. On a B day, periods 1, 2, and 3 small group are meeting in the morning, and on a B day, periods 4, 5, and 6 are meeting in the afternoon. And that's the distinction, A days and B days. Really, it probably isn't even necessary to have it labeled that way. You could probably just think of it as Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, and alternating Mondays. But that's what the A and B refer to. Let me go see if we have any other questions here. Okay. That looks like that might be the last question now. Anything else?
We had one added there in. Will teachers provide supply lists?
And there's one more after that.
Yeah. Is it?
Okay, hold on, let me go down. Oh, there we go. Will teachers provide supply lists? Your student will be handed supplies in their bag. Hopefully the supplies that they're gonna need, the specialized supplies that they'll need for the class. Apart from things like pencil and paper, the students, the specialized materials that they'll need for the class are gonna be in the bag. And then we are gonna have, you know, follow-up supply deliveries. Like for instance, for floral, we're definitely gonna need follow-up supply. Who is entering these things? Eric entered that one. There won't be a separate supply list. Instead, the teachers did generate supply lists, and we put those supplies into the teacher bags. Is basically what happened. Someone entered I don't know if that was Eric or someone put the frozen grapes were good. I agree. They're awesome. And Eric cut out the bit about the favorite movie. This is also an Eric Jacobson question. He did cut it out, and it is The Sting with Robert Redford and Paul Newman back when they were, man, this is an old movie even for me and Mr. Uhlenkott. This was back when they were young men, and it's a heist movie. It's like the ultimate heist movie. In fact, you know the da-da-da-da-da-da, that song that comes from The Entertainer. And I do not plan on singing. Did Mr. Schaap really sing? Did he really?
Okay. He could sing small Uhlenkott little parts sometimes.
Mr. Uhlenkott says no, so no, I will not be singing. Okay. Eric Jacobson, that rascal. Okay. Well, listen, if you have questions that you forgot to ask, please feel free. We're more than available. So please do that. And with that, thanks for coming, and we will sign off.
Thank you, everybody, for attending. For additional information, please visit us at www.woodlandschools.org/COVID-HQ. You can also find recorded versions of today's open house and the open house from last night in multiple sections on the high school website, including the main story that's on the headline. We hope you all have a great night. We can't wait to see you.